y'all say something as well. Take your Bible, look in Isaiah chapter 7. And we always go through the theme of the Bible. The theme of the Bible, the theme of the Bible is the Lord coming back, getting his rightful place. That's the theme of the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ getting his rightful place. That's what we've been in Revelation, Daniel. And the one day the Lord's going to get his rightful place. Amen. And he's going to, but he was born to die. We've covered all that. And Jesse, you will stay right close by. And Isaiah 7, it talks about, you know, all the new Bibles says that they take out virgin. They take the virgin out. They say a young woman. If you got a new Bible, it'll say a young woman, but it doesn't say a virgin. And when the Bible prophecy talks about a virgin shall conceive, and the Bible tells us that Joseph never knew Mary until after Jesus was born. And so in Isaiah 7, verse 11, he said, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask if either in the depth or in the height there above. And Hazel said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? He says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. And signs always connected with Jews. If you're here tonight, signs, anytime people say, I want to see a sign, I want to see a sign. Signs always connected with Jews. The Jews require a sign, but the Greeks seek after wisdom. That's where tongues was for a sign and so on. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name what?
Emmanuel.
Eight letters in that. Eight is number of new beginnings. His name is Emmanuel. That means God with us. And butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For behold, the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good. The land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. And Israel was split in half. But it says for him to learn. The Bible says the Lord learned obedience by the things he suffered. And he came as a man so he could, so the devil constantly was saying before God, he'd say, you don't know what, you made man, but you don't know what they're going through. And God himself came down to be born of a virgin and become a man and suffer as a man. And then one day, here's what God's looking forward to. Look in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah 9. The world's not looking forward to this at all, but the Lord's looking forward to it. And we Christians are looking forward to when Jesus Christ, because of why? There won't be no under the table deals going on. There won't be no crookedness. No, we seen a girl, Ruthie and I was at the Walmart, Wawa the other day. And I went in, seen a young lady behind the counter. I said, sis, you need to get back in church. She's the manager there of Wawa. And I said, you need to get back in church. And I embarrassed her, I guess. I said, it's my daughter Ruth. Remember her? She was like, yeah, I remember, you know. And then we walk outside, and this girl turned her back to us. And I walked by, and I thought, that looks like Alicia. And Ruthie said to me, as we talked to her, we went and hugged her. She had hardly any clothes on. It was freezing cold. And Ruthie said, as we got in the car, I went, oh, my God, poor thing. Ruthie said, Dad, you know, she's doing heroin. She's got bumps all over her face and everything. She's with some guy. I think she's doing in prostitution. My God, man, there won't be no more of that junk going on.
Amen. That's right.
Say, is she saved? Well, she says she is. I said, my God. We got in the car. We said, my God, my God. I told her, she almost started crying. We was talking to her. And we said, well, Alicia, we love you. We love you. And she went, and she had to turn away. Won't be that stuff no more.
Amen.
When the Lord gets his rightful place,
yeah.
It won't be that.
Yeah.
Won't be no children suffering. Isaiah 9, and it says, in verse 5, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and the garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Notice fuel of fire. Unto us a child is born. Jesus Christ was born right in the middle of turmoil. And the Bible says it was during the taxation. And during the taxation when he was born, his mother and his father had to run for their lives, for the baby's life. Why? Herod wanted to kill him. Started out. Herod wanted to kill him. And the whole world was in an uproar. Rome was in power and trying to kill the child. And the Lord tells Joseph, go down to Egypt until Herod's dead. And then he comes back and he ends up in Nazareth, in Bethlehem. And unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, capital, Wonderful. I love that. Counselor. And you can get counsel from God.
Amen.
You can get counsel. Anytime you need counseling about something, you need something from God, you can go in this book.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I need your help. And wait on the answer.
Yes,
counsel. It says, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't know what they don't know how to handle that verse. They don't know a child is born. You say, who is that? Jesus Christ. It says he's called the Everlasting Father.
Yeah.
They don't know how to handle that. The Prince of Peace. And it says, the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Everybody gets in politics, you know, everybody's in politics. They get into, as politicians, they promise all kinds of things that they can't deliver. They cannot deliver. You know, we say Donald Trump made all kinds of commitments. I hope he can deliver, but I doubt all the things that he says he's going to do, I doubt. But the Lord can deliver. The increase of his government, it says, and peace, there should be no end. It might be, he might try to deliver, but there'd be no peace in the middle of it. But the Lord brings peace. And it says, and there should be no end. And upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. That's a promise from the Word of God. As in Isaiah, and Isaiah, this is written about B.C. 740. Jesus Christ is born B.C. 4, and he crucified A.D. 30, and it's 700 years before he was born. You can't find the Quran, Muhammad, he couldn't give you any kind of prophecy.
Amen.
None. They claim they're going to have a Messiah coming, or their 12th Imam, or all that kind of stuff. They claim all that stuff. And we see what they do. We see how they bring in their kingdom by killing and by murdering innocent people. That's the way they do it.
Amen.
But the Lord's going to come back. I mean, he's going to come back to fight because the world's going to fight against him. When we read Revelation chapter 20, chapter 12, you see all those things that the world's going to come against him. And he was born to die. And there's four times or maybe even 10 times more prophecy about him reigning and having a kingdom than it is about the virgin birth. And the Lord's come, that's the day the Lord's looking forward to. And I'm glad. I'm very glad. Take your Bible, look over in Matthew chapter 2, and we'll read this, and I'll let y'all say something if you want to say something. Sing something or whatever you want to do. Matthew chapter 2. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem and saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? It says, for we have seen his star. We've covered all this last we talked about some of this. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king, I said there's not a whole lot of worshiping going on a lot of these days in church. Not a whole lot of worship. And we ought to be worshiping. We ought to be worshiping him. Seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And the world's always troubled about hearing about Jesus Christ coming back. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophet, if thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, thou art the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye had found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, when they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That's something that's not going on a lot in churches today, rejoicing over how great the Lord is, how great he is, rejoicing with great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child. And you notice it says the young child. It wasn't when he was just born.
Right.
He was about 2 years old.
Amen.
At this time. He was born in Bethlehem And he was a baby and a stable born, but it says a young child. He's about 2 years old. Because why? Because Herod goes out, and when he realized the wise men didn't come back to tell him, he goes out and kills the children 2 years old and under. And that was a prophecy in Jeremiah. And that prophecy was fulfilled. All these babies were killed in Bethlehem, Judea. It says, and when they had opened their treasures, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being, that's a kingship, you know, prophet and priest. King, prophet, and priest. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And it believed that these men came all the way from Mesopotamia, or down near Babylon area, in that area that, where civilization started, these wise men. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed in Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And then Herod, when he had saw that he was mocked of the wise men, and was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled, which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramoth was there a voice heard, and lamentation, and weeping, great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were not. And when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, that they are dead which sought by the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that the Archelaus did reign in Judea, and I don't know if I said that right, Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go hither. Notwithstanding, he being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee and came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. God directed the whole thing. He directed everything. Just like he directs our life. He can direct your life. If you seek him, ask him, direct my life, Lord, and you take control, he'll direct your life. Now, let me ask, anybody want to say something? You want to tell some story about Christmas or something? Lord, okay, come on.